This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on a Thursday, and it's that time of the week where we welcome back into studio the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. His name is Russ Collins. He's my co-host for Cinema Chat, and I think we should take a moment here and say thanks to all who last Thursday, while you were here, stepped up and contributed to WEMU in honor of Cinema Chat, but to all those who contributed throughout the week and helped raise $156,000 on the air.
And call 88... Oh, no, hold on, wait. That was
wrong
last
day.
Week. That was last week. Yes, absolutely. Thanks to all the folks out there who donated to support Cinema Chat, but to support WEMU, the great local news station, the great local NPR station for our region. And please tell your friends and neighbors. I can't tell you how many people I've told that, you know, you need to listen to WEMU for the news. Other NPR stations are great. We have one of the richest NPR markets in the country.
If not the, right.
And with five or six or seven, depending
seven
on
available
you count
in the
on it. But only WEMU does the local news. And a lot of people just don't know that. You know, they're afraid that they're going to miss an NPR national feature. And it's like, well, no. You get all those national features. Plus, you get the local news. You find out about the city councils, the school boards, the important committees and things that are going on in the community, as well as the special features. Anyway, this is what you were talking about during the fun campaign, but I know a lot of people tune out during that. and seriously, tell your friends and neighbors. That's the most important thing you can do, is let them know that this is the NPR station that's going to give you all the great stuff and the local news that's so important.
And Cinema Chat.
And the Ann Arbor Film Festival has taken up the Michigan Theater now. Now, this is the oldest avant-garde and experimental film festival in North America.
This is
America.
The 56th edition, right?
It is, yes. It's 56. It's over 50 years old, over half a century. 6 days, started on Tuesday. Yesterday, we had a really cool program. John Nelson, who's won a couple of Academy Awards for special effects, he did a presentation on Blade Runner 2049. And it was about how they made that film look the way they did. A lot of it was with computer graphics, but it was a blend of, you know, shooting actual stuff, and then each shot had a great deal of detail. It was a fascinating, fascinating presentation. John
pretty
Nelson
well attended.
Is an amazing guy. Yeah, and that's just an example of some of the stuff going on. Now, this is again an experimental and avant-garde festival. That's what it focuses on. It's going to do a really straight-ahead documentary called The Big House on Saturday at 1 o'clock. But most of the films are short films. But the filmmakers who have shown at the Ann Arbor Film Festival over its 56 years include Kenneth Anger, Brian De Palma, who you probably heard of, Agnes Varda, who was just nominated for an Academy Award. She's in her 80s, but she started out with the Ann Arbor Film Festival. Andy Warhol, Gus Van Zandt, George Lucas.
George Lucas.
Yeah, he submitted a student short film that actually was turned into a feature film, and it set him on that kind of sci-fi
that Star
way.
Wars path. And
well,
is the bane
yeah,
of my existence.
It was a long way from Star Wars, but it was a sci-fi piece, and
well, that's great.
And very cool. Yeah, so it's a great festival with a great reputation, and especially for avant-garde and experimental stuff.
Well, I'll say this: it runs through Sunday, and Sunday is when the award winners are playing once again.
Yeah, winners and highlights. Yeah.
But you're missing a lot if you just go to see the award winners.
Yeah, and it's one of the few Academy Award qualifying festivals. So especially for animated films and short films, which most of the programs are short film programs,
right.
Experimental things. Now the other film festival that we have a role in at the Michigan Theater is the Cinetopia Festival. So mark your calendars for May 31st through June 10th. It's going to be for 10 days in Ann Arbor. It's going to be in Detroit and Dearborn as well. But mark your calendars May 31 through June 10th. You can buy a festival pass right now at CinetopiaFestival.org.
It's becoming the premier film festival in the Midwest.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're happy about that. And for more information about the Ann Arbor Film Festival, to get their program that's playing for the next 3 days, 4 days, go to aafilmfest.org, and you can get all the information you need there. Now, despite the fact that the Ann Arbor Film Festival is going on, we're opening a film this week at the State Theater, and it's The Death of Stalin, which we are very happy about. We did it as part of a Direct from Sundance screening earlier this month, and it was really literally so popular that we tried to get it back as soon as possible.
And here it is.
That's right. We did it the day it opened in New York and Los Angeles. We had the biggest single crowd to watch the film on that opening day.
Oh, that's
around
great.
The
bigger
country.
Than Ballet in New York. Well,
in terms of a single screening, right, yeah, because we had more seats than most theaters do. But Steve Buscemi, Michael Palin, it kind of has a Monty Python quality. The director, Armando Iannucci, although he sounds like an Italian director, Spanish or Italian, right. He's actually a UK director. He lives in Scotland. And it's got some of that absurdist thing. Simon Russell, Beale, and Jeffrey Tambor, a really great cast. He's primarily responsible for the TV show Veep. So right. Political comedy, drama, comedy is what he's about.
So there's going to be some fall down funny moments.
Yes. And, you know, they're based on real characters and real situations, but it's played for comedy. And, you know, it's Stalin literally dies during the movie. That's what animates all the action. But Steve Buscemi plays Nikita Khrushchev, who was the...
Which is just one of the weirdest casting choices
and
ever.
And he's really great. It sounds super weird, but...
They shave his head?
He's pretty bald. I mean, he's not totally bald, but he's got, a deep shiny spot on on his head. So anyway, Death of Stalin, it opens this weekend. Go check it out if you didn't see it.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters, here for Cinema Chat this week, and some special screenings available as well beyond the Ann Arbor Film Festival.
We've got a ton of them. This Lone Wolf and Cub miniseries is based on a Japanese manga piece, and it plays every night today through Sunday at 7 o'clock, so go check that out. Ghibli for Kids, which is the most popular kids series we've done in a long time, it sells out 2 theaters at the State Theater every Saturday at 1:30, and today, or this Saturday, we're doing Spirited Away. We're going to show Blade Runner, the 1982 original, in honor of John Nelson, who won the Oscar for Blade Runner 2049, absolutely. And then our Enter the Samurai series is going to be Redbeard on Monday at 7 o'clock. We've also got a Science on Screen screening of Rise at 7:30 on Wednesday. And then we're doing a Will Ferrell series, so check that out as well.
Talladega Nights on the 29th.
That's right. And if you haven't seen A Fantastic Woman, which won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film, it's going to be around for another week at the State Theater. And this is the first Chilean film that's won an Academy Award. It's the first film that's won an Academy Award that has a transgender performer in it. And it's
groundbreaking in many ways.
Yep. And it's about a transgender woman who's deeply in love with an older man, and it's a very, very compelling family story. If you haven't seen Wrinkle in Time or Black Panther, go check it out. We got a few other Academy
Awards. And what's opening at the Multiplex? Some Hollywood hopeful blockbusters?
That's right. Pacific Rim Uprising is actually a sequel to Guillermo del Toro, whose Shape of Water is playing right now at the State Theater. 1913 action film, and it stars John Boyega. 2013, I'm sorry. 1913.
That would have been well ahead of its time.
John Boyega, who's a star of the Star Wars film. Sherlock Gnomes is a sequel to the 2011 animated comedy Gnomeo and Juliet.
Gotcha.
And Steven Soderbergh has a film that was shot entirely on an iPhone 7 called Unsane, about a woman involuntarily committed to a mental
institution.
Only
he can pull that off. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
An iPhone movie.
Magic guy.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. Once again, we thank you for contributing during the pledge drive that wrapped up yesterday, and we thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the normalized WEMU and Hollywood.